Well, Karen Kingston is back with more information from her deep dives into federal contracts. Now, she says that she's found contracts that indicate the Department of Defense from the beginning was in control of what data went to the FDA from vaccine trials. If that's true, then it means the DOD, not Big Pharma, was the central figure in any vaccine cover-up. And if there's a plan to intentionally inflict dangerous vaccines on the public and on the military itself, then the DOD was most responsible. Of course, Congress gave immunity to vaccine manufacturers for any harm caused by their shots. But if Karen is right, then military leaders might be exposed as well. And she has another theory that when the FDA approved the Pfizer vaccine under the new name of Comirnaty, then somehow it broke their immunity shield, leaving them exposed to legal and perhaps criminal liability. Karen joins us now to explain all of this. Thank you so much for coming. We really appreciate you being here.
Thanks for having me, Stu. Yeah, I, as you know, going through the government databases, I started looking at the contracts, and I wanted to share with your viewers the three major contracts for Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, and Pfizer, because it indicates that either with the Moderna contract, for example, HHS had authority to manipulate the data that was submitted to the FDA. And with the Pfizer contract with the U.S. Army, it appears that it was delegated to Pfizer to have the ability to manipulate the data that was submitted to the FDA. So I just want to dive in and show them some of these contracts. So the Moderna contract, which was entered into in 2020, is for about $500 million. Keep in mind, the NIH had subsidized a lot of that contract. It was to produce 100 million mRNA vaccines. What's interesting is if you take a look at page 22 of that contract, it clearly says FDA submission. The contractor is Moderna. They have to submit to BARDA, which is a department under Health and Human Services, draft FDA submissions 15 days prior to submission in electronic format. It goes on to explain how then BARDA, part of HHS, can then provide edits to that data, and then that must be submitted to the FDA. So this has never been seen before in any FDA trials. The head of Health and Human Services does not have the authority to rewrite data for safety and efficacy. And this explains why the FDA data that was shared with the world and the American people was so phenomenal, 95% effective, 100% effective in children, no serious adverse events. It is so far from real world evidence, what we call reality or RWE in the industry. How did that happen? It's because there were orders to cover up the truth. And that's what Lee Dundas said yesterday or the day before at Senator Johnson's testimony, where she said, look, we found over 1,000 cases of myocarditis in August of 2020. We went back in January 2021, and now it's down to 300.
That's right, yeah.
The other thing is a lot of these contracts are redacted. If you go through the Moderna contract, they said, here's key personnel that work with BARDA, and they're part of this whole safety and efficacy of developing these vaccines. All the names are redacted. The Janssen contract, that's for another $1 billion. That's based on a contract that was originally signed to make an mRNA vaccine in 2016. And I got to tell you, about 60 pages of that 90-page contract are redacted. This all needs to be released to the American people. We deserve the truth. Now, I want to get to the real elephant in the room, which is Pfizer, right? Pfizer entered into a contract with our U.S. Army for nearly $2 billion to make these vaccines. But what's alarming isn't the dollar amount. It's the fact that people are now saying, we don't know what this BioNTech company is that the FDA approved the vaccine for. Well, it clearly states in the contract that this contract with the Army is based on Pfizer and BioNTech's agreement to manufacture and commercialize an mRNA vaccine. And then they redact that agreement in this contract. Well, I have a copy of that agreement from the SEC website, and it was entered into in July of 2018.
So wait a minute. So just for clarification, people who are saying that they don't know who this BioNTech company is, specifically those who are out here in the public purview speaking about this on large platforms, would they not really know, or are they lying about not knowing who this is?
They'd have to be lying. I don't think world-renowned leaders in science and medicine are stupid. So if you look at the FDA filings, it clearly says, has BioNTech's name on it as the developer, right, on behalf of Pfizer. The contracts with our U.S. Army are with Pfizer on behalf of BioNTech. So there's this word game to somehow cover up and protect Pfizer. But I do have a copy of that 2018 agreement. This is what should make everyone's hair stand up on the back of their necks. They go through the milestone payments to produce and commercialize a vaccine, an mRNA vaccine. Well, step six is enrollment into phase three trials. And then step seven is commercialization in the United States. Here's the thing, Stu, you don't go to commercialization without a PDUFA date, a Pharma Drug User Fee Act date, which is when you get FDA approval. If you don't get FDA approval, there's no commercialization in the United States. There's no deal. There's no agreement for commercialization of a pharmaceutical product that doesn't include an FDA approval date. So this was based on, in 2018, knowing that there was going to be a bioweapon unleashed on the American people so that we would panic and then need an emergency use authorized vaccine, which is the bioweapon, to then inject into American people. So this is just showing that this was pre-planned out. And also, in the Army agreement with Pfizer, they clearly state you're going to file phase 1, 2, 3 all at the same time. They clearly state that you are going to file a BLA, but it doesn't matter if you get it or not. Like these are the statements. And they also clearly state, don't worry, you're going to have complete immunity under the PREP Act. But here's the thing, Stu, they got approval on August 23rd. I've shown the viewers the letter, right? And it says, you know, it's to Pfizer, and they're giving authorization to BioNTech to manufacture and distribute the vaccine in the United States. BioNTech is the manufacturing partner. And Pfizer is saying to the American people, we're the manufacturer, we're the marketer. And you go back to the agreements and you can see they interchange them to create confusion. But at the end of the day, the buck stops with Pfizer. And when they sent that letter out to the healthcare providers saying, we got FDA approval for Comirnaty, and they put their little logo on it, I got the lot numbers from your show. I looked them up in VAERS. There's 51 deaths so far. There's 94 disabilities and over 400 hospitalizations from Comirnaty, from those six lots that Pfizer sent a letter out saying, we got FDA approval. These are the lots that are biological license application compliant with the approved Comirnaty. They broke the law, and so did the FDA. The FDA is in a lot of trouble because they approved something that they called a vaccine, which by the FDA's own definition is a viral gene-based therapy, which causes the immune system to attack self and to produce disease-causing viral strands that can infect other people. The gavel needs to come down now, and these experts need to start advising our senators and our lawyers the truth. The documents mean what they say. The FDA approved Comirnaty, and Pfizer said they weren't going to manufacture it, but they broke their shield when they sent a letter out with the logo on it saying these six lots, which is probably about 12 million doses, are compliant with Comirnaty. Anyone that's been injured from a Comirnaty lot as of August 23rd and thereafter, or took any shots, has a huge lawsuit against Pfizer and the FDA. They conspired to murder the American people, and it's irrefutable.
And that's why people keep on broadcasting this nonsense about this blanket immunity that Congress gave to Big Pharma, is because they want everybody to be intimidated into not seeking legal action. But the FDA screwed all that up. They screwed it all up for Pfizer.
Yeah, the FDA screwed it up where they gave them approval. And they gave them approval because on August 8th, Tony Fauci did a press release saying, well, if we get approval, then the mandates are sure to come.
Good. Sue the ever-loving hell out of these people. They're taking your lives away from you. They're taking your livelihoods away from you. They're killing your friends, your family. They're killing your loved ones. They're coming after your kids with this. They're depleting our military. Sue the ever-loving hell out of them, and then indict them, try them, and fry them. Period. Indict, try, fry. That's what everybody needs to be screaming right now. Karen Kingston, I'm out of time. Thank you so much for being here. Huge bombshell. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Branch Covidians have turned our cities into super shedder capitals. The jab that becomes self-spreading bioweapons, threatening the purebloods.
I was incapacitated. I was literally laying down the entire day with a terrible migraine. I actually passed clots, which obviously is insanely alarming.
Clots.
Yes.
The clot shot is ending careers, detonating bombs in the brains of pilots.
Dozens, maybe north of 100 commercial airline pilots have died within just a few days of being vaccinated. did.
But don't despair. There's an answer to protect you and your kids from the chimerically engineered symptoms. Forget the forever boosters. Fortify your immune system today with the Z-Stack from Dr. Zev Zelenko. One pill formula taken twice a day. Everything you need to fight back against bioweapons, RSV, and influenza B. ZStackProtocol.com. Stock up now. Be prepared. Stand ready. ZStackProtocol.com.